If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 3rd, 2024, and today the topic is My Cross to Bear. Happy Wednesday, everyone, and happy day back. I need to apologize to y'all because not only did I not record the juice yesterday, I didn't even tell y'all that I wasn't doing it. To be honest with you guys, I mean, I think, again, today's conversation is pretty much piggybacking off of yesterday for me. But your girl was in my feelings yesterday, man. I was in my feelings, in my head, all kinds of things like that. And honestly, I kept putting it off. I thought I was going to, you know, do the juice yesterday, so that's the reason I didn't tell y'all that I wasn't going to do it. But for whatever reason, like I said, your girl was going through it mentally yesterday, so I just didn't do any of the things. So my apologies for that. My apologies for not letting y'all know, for those that actually listen every day and things of that nature. But yeah, man, your girl is going through. My back has been hurting the past couple of days. My back was hurting yesterday, and it's still kind of hurting today. And I wanted to go and get a massage. I told myself I'm gonna go get a massage, and I'm gonna go to the sauna yesterday. But I didn't. I ended up just staying home, being in my head, being in my feelings, and I guess bearing my cross or whatever the case may be. You know, dealing with the thorn in my side and things of that nature. And I let it distract me, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, obviously you guys can see fruit from that. The fact that, again, I did not even do the juice yesterday. You know, I pushed through and did the meeting that I had scheduled. But that was like not as fruitful as it probably could have been. And then today I got more confirmation that I was not in, I guess, alignment or in, you know, God's divine presence and will yesterday, because even though today has become open for me, you know, I reached out to my cousin because I had said I had on my to-do list that I was going to, you know, treat her to a day out, and I didn't think about that yesterday, which would have been the perfect day for us to do it, because she's not available today, and so for me, that was more confirmation that I was out of order. But anywho, yeah, without getting in too much into my personal details, I'll just say again, you know, again, we all have crosses to bear, right? We all have things and issues of life. And so mine just happened to be centered around my this platform and things of that nature, and so it gets interesting because I know I share a lot of things with you guys. I don't necessarily feel led to share all the details of like exactly what was all going on in my mind and stuff. Just know that, again, whatever was going through my mind and heart and all that type of stuff just had me very distracted, again, in my feelings, in my head, and out of order, you know. And so, yeah, so with that being said, I mean, this morning, I guess I got reminded of that. And so I went deeper about, you know, my cross to bear. And I believe that these verses, you know, resonated with me enough for me to come and share them with you all today and hopefully encourage you and inspire you to bear your own crosses, you know. Again, I don't know if it's ironic that my back is hurting and stuff. I mean, you know, it seems, again, that it's going hand in hand with this cross-bearing conversation. And I don't know exactly how I'm going to, what I'm going to do today, because like I said, I have the free time now to go ahead and go get this massage and go to the sauna today, or I'll be around here doing some housework, but we gonna see. I guess I'll let y'all know what I decide tomorrow, but if the Lord's will. But as for right now, right, let's have this conversation about my cross to bear. So one thing I did do that was of significance outside of the meeting that I did attend, I had my second therapy session. I think it went well. You know, we were talking about, again, the cross that I'm currently bearing and things of that nature. You know, and I guess a lot of times when I think about my situation, I feel like, I guess I try to see the bigger picture. You know what I mean? So I understand it. Okay, what I'm going through, I'm not the only one going through it. So obviously, you know, this could be used for God and His glory and things of that nature. So I try to think about that side. But at the same time, you know, I'm still human, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I still got feelings. You know what I mean? I still feel some way and all that type of stuff. And so it makes it difficult sometimes to figure out, like, you know, what things that I need to be changing, what is just my cross to bear, what is something that I'm supposed to be, you know, I guess, sowing seeds and doing whatever the Lord wants me to do again with y'all. Like, it's just, all the things can be a lot, right? And so I do appreciate the talking to the therapist yesterday, and I felt like it led to some good conversation after that as well. But regardless, man, regardless of whatever your cross may be, again, I hope that this will encourage you and inspire you. So Matthew 16 and 24 says, "Then Jesus told his disciples, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" Man, look, I, you know, reading that verse this morning, yes, I definitely felt convicted. I think one of the hardest things to do is to deny yourself. Because sometimes you don't feel like you should deny yourself. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you feel like, you know, if I don't take care of me, who's going to take care of me? You know what I mean? And now I guess this is the time where the Lord is saying that He will, you know. And sometimes it can get difficult to, I guess, lean and depend on the Lord in certain areas and whatnot. But hey, I mean, this is the first verse. It's telling us to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him. What does that mean to you in your life? You know, maybe to me it could have been like, okay, setting aside my feelings, setting aside my things going on in my heart and mind, and pushing through and doing the juice, you know. Or maybe it could have been, you know, seeking the Lord more in my time of need, right, versus trying to handle things myself, or whatever the case may be. Again, I don't know what that looks like for you, but I'm just trying to share to hopefully encourage you and inspire you to, I guess, go deeper about this idea and figure out, again, what the Lord wants you to do in your time of need. So then we go to Luke 14 and 27. It says, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." That might be Pope this morning, but hey, I mean, you know, it's very clear cut, I think. And there's nothing too much I have to say or add to that. I mean, since this is what we got to do. If you don't do it, then, you know, you can't be his disciple. yeah, I mean, I know a lot of times we're supposed to ask ourselves, what would Jesus do, right? Matter of fact, shout out to this app that has asked to be our sponsor for the next couple of months. Unfortunately, I didn't write down their name, but I think it was like Holy Chat or Holy Bible Chat or something along those lines. My apologies. I'm going to make sure I have the link on here, so then next time when I say their information, I can just put it up on the screen and say it clearly for y'all. But yeah, it's kind of like the ChatGPT for the Bible. And I used it a little bit yesterday, and, you know, to kind of sort through some of my feelings and stuff, even some of the stuff that I was going through last week and whatnot, just kind of asking that "what would Jesus do" question. And I mean, again, it's always good to just kind of I guess in some way we're supposed to take everything to the Lord in that way, like, hey Lord, what do you want me to do about this and about that? Just saying, just throwing it out there. Let me keep going. So then let's talk about 1 Peter 2 and 21. It says, for to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. I know all of this is pulp today, right? You're like, Lord, look, you took all the stripes, you know what I mean? You got on the cross, you did it, you paid it all, right? Well, why do I gotta do anything? Why do I have to suffer at all? But I mean, hey, this his word is very clear that, I mean, there will be suffering. So again, like I know I have spoken, especially here in the juice, to say, hey, when you're going through, try to remember X, Y, and Z. And then when I was going through, it was like none of that was on my heart and mind. So I get it, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I get that this can be difficult, especially when you are in the midst of, I guess, trials, tribulations, or suffering of any kind, right? But I mean, I guess it should give us some comfort to know that, okay, what I'm going through ain't nowhere near what Christ went through, I don't know. Does that help? Does that encourage you today? Knowing that there's no real comparison. So I mean, you can get through your suffering because the suffering that he went through. I mean, hopefully that encourages you, inspires you. Let me go ahead and give you another verse. Philippians 1 and 29. It says, for it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake. So, I mean, again, we're in good company if you are suffering. I mean, again, I even when I was talking to the therapist about my situation and stuff, I'm like, look, man, I understand that at the end of the day, again, this, well, she the one said it, but I mean, I said it in different words, that this may be my cross to bear. This may be, the suffering that I have to deal with or whatever when it comes to life. I mean, because again, if it wasn't this, it would be something else, so I do understand, like I said, the bigger picture, and I see again the fruit that comes from it. Because I mean, whatever content y'all see, whatever things that are created or inspired by, again, my own quote unquote suffering, then I mean, hopefully it will help the next person get through theirs a little better. But regardless, I mean, I guess this whole juice might be pulp today, but it's just a reminder that again, we all have a cross to bear, and it's important for us to take up our cross and bear it. And but not only just that, but to follow Christ. And I guess that's the juice, y'all. That's the juice. I mean, it's kind of short and sweet today, I think. But let's go ahead and give you guys the Bible verse of today, and that is Ephesians 6 and 13. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the end day, and having done all to stand. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. And yeah, man, go check out the Go Deeper section. There's plenty of verses, because all I put in there was for you guys to go to openbible.info and look up those verses yourself under the phrase, my cross to bear. And I hope that will encourage you and inspire you again if you are in the midst of any type of suffering. We all got to cross the barrier, not alone. And again, like I said, that's the juice. Y'all have a great, great Wednesday. I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow as well. Bye-bye. Visit chatholybible.com to download the Bible chat and study app today. Embark on a transformative journey of faith. Your connection with scripture starts now.